You know, kids should never have to wonder if they have a safe place to play or to be kids. But here in the Clarence Fort Freedom Trail area, it was a mile in either direction between playgrounds. So the Buccaneers teamed up with United Healthcare and 270 volunteers to change that. A typical morning along the trail sounds like this. Right next door, the soundtrack is a bit heavier.
There you go, locked in place.
To the casual spectator, it's a construction zone. But to the hundreds of volunteers lending a hand, it's a challenge. One playground in one day.
This is aligned with our Do Good, Live Well program, which is targeting decreasing hunger as well as obesity in different communities around the country. What better way to get kids active than building a playground to give them a place to go play?
Greg Reedy is the CEO of United Healthcare in Tampa, but his first job is father of two.
I remember when they were little guys and we had to bring them places like this and let them go nuts, and it made for a much happier time at the house.
Greg and UHC are leading the way, but when folks in the community heard about their plan, everyone wanted a piece of the action.
You'll see a lot of people from right in the neighborhood here that are part of the project, and that means a lot, and that sense of ownership and working together.
It's like not only been to high school here, but my mom works in the area as well. Just felt like a good chance to be constructive and do some good for the community.
Are we ready? Am I full? One more for the road. All right, let's go. Get to work. Get to work.
With Buccaneer players manning the mulch and the cheerleaders painting picnic tables, it's not a pirate playground without a little red and pewter.
It's a continuing thing because we've been building since April. So it's an amazing thing. You know, teamwork makes the dream work all the time.
That dream belongs to these students from Potter Elementary. What began as a blueprint is now their home away from home.
I just love it. I love it so much. I really do.
Kids are involved in the design of the park. So we took their ideas and put it into a few different concepts, and then ultimately the kids voted on which ones of the playgrounds they have here so they can really take ownership of this.
We just designed it from like what other parks we see, and to help the community and help like kids to express themselves and just to have fun. Like,
this is the only playground in this area within a mile radius to be able to give kids somewhere to go. An away time or time to spend with their family and friends, I think it's an awesome thing.
We've done different things around the Tampa area with the Bucs. Forget about the season, it's about culture and people. It's an awesome organization that's willing to take part in events like this, and they've been a great partner to make things happen.